Understanding the Cults, Transcendental Meditation. This might be the perfect modern American cult. It requires minimal effort. Meditate for 15 to 20 minutes twice a day. It demands no repentance, is mainly self-focused, and promises the world. Want more happiness, better health, increased intelligence, stress relief, improved relationships, enlightenment, success at work, the ability to treat depression without medications? It offers these and more. But can it deliver? Developed in the 1940s, Transcendental Meditation, known as TM, is really just a repackaging of ancient pagan beliefs, such as Hinduism. After getting a master's degree in physics, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi studied under Swami Brahmananda Saraswati. His teacher charged him with preserving his meditation technique by taking it beyond the borders of India to the entire world. Efforts inched along at first. Then, in the late 1960s, it caught the break it needed to move into the mainstream, thanks to its most famous adopters, the Beatles. When drugs, fortune, and fame left the Fab Four unfulfilled, they stumbled upon a practice that promised them meaning and happiness in life. They became willing followers of the Maharishi and devout disciples of his techniques, until the day that they realized that TM left them just as empty as did everything else. Little did they know, the Maharishi was no more enlightened than they were. The goal of TM is to transcend the problems of this world by focusing on one thing in order to experience a new layer of consciousness. Each person is assigned a private mantra, a special word given them by a licensed instructor. Quote, mantra is a specific thought which suits us, a suitable sound for us, which we receive from a trained teacher of transcendental meditation. By using the mantra, the practitioner experiences the thought of that sound and starts minimizing the thought to experience the finer states of that thought, until the source of the thought is fathomed and the conscious mind reaches the transcendental area of being. End quote. TM claims millions of adherents worldwide. In order to practice it, a person must first learn its official doctrines and techniques. Though the cult is non-profit, training is not free. Profits underwrite the group's cause and further its reach. It is no secret who lurks behind the mask of TM. The Bible warns in Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And in Genesis 8:21, "The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth." Yet TM directs people to find answers in their own darkened, rebellious hearts. From Scripture, we know that enlightenment and happiness cannot be found by chanting mantras or searching within. Enlightenment is a gift of the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament, as we hear in Romans 10. "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down from above, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.' That is the word of faith which we preach." Answers to life's great questions are not uncovered by self-focus or meditation, but by hearing the gospel. Luther used the Latin phrase incurvatus in se as a way to describe how all people are by nature. Every person is curved in on self. This is a universal problem that is permanently embedded in your flesh and mind. Thankfully, we have a Savior who looked away from self and laid down his life in our place. He alone provides true happiness and meaning for this life and for the life to come. This article was written by James Albrecht, pastor of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Okabena, Minnesota.